This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 22nd. God's word to you today is by Him. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 2, and it says, "Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Today, we pick up from where we stopped yesterday, which is, it is erroneous to believe that once you're under the blood, it does not matter how you live. God shows us in His word that who we are and how we live are inseparable. Take the example of the children of earthly kings. Who they are and how they live is inseparable. They live like royalty, and that demands they behave in certain ways. They did not just grab food from the dining table with their hands. They are well tutored in the ethics of fine dining. God, the King of Kings, is saying, "You are mine." I was in the boarding house in secondary school, and every time my mother drops me off, she says, "Remember whose child you are." I think those words were torturous. Even though I was very quiet, I was the brain behind all the mischief. I was not the loudest, but the blueprint for every stake originated from me. So while we were in the process of drawing up the plan and preparing to strike, I would hear, "Remember whose son you are." So I will have to give an excuse not to show up or abandon the project altogether. Why? It is because who you are cannot be separated from how you behave. Ephesians 4:23 says, "Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes." When you let the Holy Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes, your actions flow automatically from your renewed mind. The challenge is, when we get saved, our minds are not renewed, and so we struggle. However, when we allow the Holy Spirit to renew our minds, then our thoughts and our attitudes are influenced by Him. Then our actions follow suit. When we allow the Holy Spirit to renew our thoughts and mind, then we put on our new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. This is according to Ephesians 4, verse 24. When we allow God to renew our thoughts and our minds in collaborative Bible study, by reading the Word, by having fellowship, by attending life groups, by praying, we put on the new person. Then we display true righteousness and holiness. True righteousness and holiness is not a result of having a strong will or being able to obey the Ten Commandments or from keeping up with all the do's or don'ts. True righteousness and holiness flow from a renewed mind and a renewed attitude by God's Spirit. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my heart to your renewing power. Renew my thoughts and attitudes so that I can truly be like God in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.